Let's hear from Karen Faraday. Is that right? Welcome, Karen.
Close enough. Okay. So actually, it was a couple years after I turned 21, and the love of my life was in Afghanistan. And I was at a Christmas party with some of my coworkers. I was an army nurse stationed in Germany, having the time of my life. And I looked over to my coworker, who we both had smartphones, and so we both saw the alert that FOB Apache had an active shooter, friendly fire. And we didn't have to say any words that both of our husbands, or her husband and the love of my life, was on that base. And we already knew that the whole base was on lockdown. There wasn't going to be any communication coming in or out. And at that point, the Christmas party was ruined for us, and it just started this clock of waiting. How long do you wait before you get a phone call, or, you know, what happens from here? We didn't know. So I didn't sleep that night. I called my mom, and all I had to say was, "They're on blackout," and she was able to stay up with me that night. But the next day, I did hear from the love of my life, and he was safe. And that was such incredible news. When I think about it now, although I'm still in my 20s, I'm so young, but I don't really remember how I held it together that day and that week, because I still had to go to work. And I was able to, the next day, I was alerted a flight was coming in with patients who were involved in that incident on FOB Apache. They were the very people I was fearful of, that was the love of my life. They were the replacements for the love of my life. And I was now caring for them. I was changing their wounds. Some of them weren't even 21. They haven't even celebrated their 21st birthday. And here I was changing their wounds, thanking them for their service, and also just saying prayers of thanks in my head that they weren't the love of my life, that our wedding the following year would still happen. And I think just ever since that day, I've received alerts on my phone in a completely different manner. Every time, we all have smartphones, we all get the updates, but you don't think of the names and who's associated with them. And it just hits home to me now. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the people that hopefully want to celebrate the most fabulous 21st birthdays of their life after getting better. And I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for my 20s, and I'm so excited for the 20s to come, and I'm thankful for the love of my life. So that's all I have to say.